Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, and we're coming to you from the sunny state of Tennessee. And I say that because we just come from Ohio today, and it was really cloudy. So praise the Lord, the mountains are beautiful, the flowers are gorgeous, and fresh air. And I praise God. We look at the flowers and we think, how can people not believe that there is a true living creator, our Lord Jesus Christ, that created all things? Praise the Lord. And today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we have a lot of prayer requests coming in on Facebook. And we want to acknowledge them. Barbie Tobby Banks, she says, pray for her family. We have some big decisions that we need to make very soon. Elizabeth Arvin, she said, the Burris family, they need prayer. Tom Burris went to glory. Pray for that family. And also she has an aunt that had her leg removed today and needs prayer. Mary Sinners, she has an unspoken request. Regina Collins, pray for healing in her body. And we know her, and we know all these prayer requests that are coming in. You know, and if we don't know you, God knows exactly where you're at. You turn in those prayer requests because the Lord knows you, and we're going to sure lift you up before the Lord, that God will surely move. And we're going to take the prayer request all through the broadcast. It is 2 hours long, and we will make time in the broadcast to pray for all these requests. And at this time, I'm going to have my husband, Clinton Green, he's going to come in and he's going to obey God. And we've got some callers on here. You just hang in there. And we're going to get you in also. Praise the Lord.
Okay, it's good to be with you tonight. Glad to be on the winning side, on the Lord's side. And I'm just going to say a few things, and then I'll probably turn it over to somebody else. But we're talking tonight about strongholds, and we're talking about tearing down strongholds. Well, I read in the Bible that the Bible tells us a lot about strongholds. And there is also a remedy on how to tear those strongholds down. And I tell you, we need to know the remedy, and that's the main thing. If we got, you know, if the devil makes a stronghold in our life, then we've got to find a way to get out of that hole. Praise God. See, it's kind of like the Bible said that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. And so we're fighting against things that we cannot see. And a lot of times it's spirits. We might think it's just us, but it's not us. Many times people are being attacked, and the devil's coming against them, and as a roaring lion, the Bible says he walks to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So the thing about it is tonight is we've got to not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. We must understand that there's a real devil out there. A lot of people may not believe that tonight, but I tell you, if you're going through a battle, you know that there is a warfare going on. And a lot of times, the devil will try to stop you from obeying God. He'll try to put fear. He'll try to put things on you to keep you from obeying God. He'll try to make you back up and not obey God. He'll try to make you lay the cross down. But I'm telling you tonight, it's no time to lay the cross down. It's time to pick up the cross, take up the cross, and it's time to march on for Christ. It's time to be a good soldier in the army of the Lord, because we're a soldier tonight.
Amen.
And we're fighting the good fight of faith, and we're standing Amen. In the gap for a world that a lot of times does not know God. There's a world out there. Many of our loved ones are out there, and they're trapped in the enemy's camp, and they've been taken captive by the devil, and sometimes they don't even know what's going on. And a lot of times, young Christians also are taken captive by the enemy because they do not understand how powerful that they are in Christ. And we're all fighting a good fight, trying to do the will of God, and if we don't obey God's will, we'll be held accountable on the judgment day. Praise God.
Amen.
I'll say also later in the broadcast some more things. Our daughter, she has something here that she's going to read, and then we've got several ministers. Don't know how many is out there tonight, but there's some that have called in, and we're just thankful that we can, you know, wage a fight against the enemy, and we're going to continue to fight the good fight of faith and stand for what is right. And at this time, we'll have Rachel come on and read her scriptures.
The whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For the bristle not against flesh and blood, but against
principalities,
against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day of, and having done all to stand.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's exactly what our message is about tonight, tearing down or pulling down the strongholds of the devil, of the enemy. Praise the Lord. We've got another prayer request here. A couple of them. Dusty Hicks had surgery. Bobby and Clara Hicks, pray for them. They're up in their 90s, and they were pastors for many years, I believe, in South Carolina. So pray for them. And looks like Kay Howard?
Hurd.
Kay Hurd has cancer. So we're going to pray for her. We're going to lift all them up and all the ones that we've already said, and we've got some more coming in. And, you know, the Lord is so good to us. There's a wicked day coming. Darkness is coming upon the land. And we are going to learn. We are going to read in the Word tonight with the ministers that have called in and with us here sitting around the table, all the ministers that's on tonight. And we're going to tell you how to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. You know, in the last days, he knows his time is short, and he's going to come after the saints, those that are we call ourselves Christians, and that we live pretty much a good life, upright. We fear God, just like Job did. And we're going to get into this. And if you want to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to read a scripture, if you've got anything on this about tearing down the strongholds, you don't know. You may reach somebody that maybe I can't reach, or maybe Brother Green can't reach, or maybe Brother Yearwood can't reach. Maybe you can reach them. Maybe there's something God's going to lay on your heart. You just call in and help somebody. There's about 37,000 listeners listening tonight, praise the Lord. And it just may be you that the Lord will use to help someone. You want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And we're going to bring to you right now a song by Brother Jeremiah Yocum.
Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll, and he holds my hand when I begin to tremble, when the winds of this world is blowing strong. I know that Jesus is with me when the storm strong.
God. That's Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. His church is in Danville, Kentucky, and you can get his itinerary where he may be going to be in his schedule coming up, or even get some CDs if you like. And that's jeremiahyoakum.com. Sorry about that. But we did get permission from him that we could play his songs. And he's a great blessing to this ministry and to, I'm sure, his own ministry, but most importantly, to God. Praise the Lord. We've got another prayer request. Hurl Williams, pray for my sister. They had to put a feeding tube in her stomach, and we asked for prayer for her last week, and we're going to lift her up again this week. We hadn't heard how she was doing, but now we know. So they did do the feeding tube. Also, Shayla Hoskins, pray for her unsaved friends and family. So remember Shayla Hoskins' family and her friends. And at this time, we have we got a caller here at 706. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you're at.
This is Frieda. I'm in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Sister Frieda. Do you want to... Tonight's subject is going to be on pulling down the strongholds of the enemy, of the devil. You want to share any scriptures with us, sis?
I do, but it's not definitely strongholds, but it's got some things that I think the Lord needs. He told me to read this.
Amen.
Reading from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-28. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, which not the Spirit, despise not the prophecy, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sis. That's right. Praise God. Ed, I'm glad you're on here tonight. Ed, you're welcome anytime to call in, and that's an encouragement to us and to those out there listening. And we appreciate you, sis. Hang in there with us. We'll have you come back in here in just a little bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. 770. First three numbers is 584.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia, and it's just a privilege tonight to be with on the broadcast with all of you and just lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you.
937. I'm going to have you, Brother John, I'm going to have you come back in here in just a moment, okay?
That's fine.
937-879. Go ahead and tell us who you are and just obey God.
This is Joanna. This is Joanne Gillum from Fairborn, Ohio. I was calling, though, wanted you all to be praying for my daughter, Melissa, and she is in liver failure and needs God above everything to be saved. She'll let us pray for her body, but it seems like she don't see the need to give her heart over to the Lord like she needs to. But I know God knows how to reach her, and I would like you to help me pray for the salvation of her soul above everything, healing of the body and all my unsaved family. Love all of you and enjoying what I've heard so far, okay?
Amen. And Sister Joanne, that's exactly what we're talking about tonight, is tearing down the strongholds. And that's exactly what the old devil, he tries to make things seem like they're so difficult, and, and magnifies them bigger than the, what they really are, but we've got the prayer, we've got the key to the kingdom, and we're sure going to lift up Melissa in prayer, and God touch her and save her. Praise the Lord, and all your family too. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Hang in there with us.
Okay, and thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Amen, sis. 513-267, come in, tell us who you are, and just obey God.
267, I guess that's me. This is Carl, Joanne, up here in
Praise
front of
the
line.
Praise the Lord, Brother Carl. Amen.
I'm on my cell phone, so I probably won't be with you long. I just want to tune in a little while and listen to you. Things that sound like you're having a pretty good program tonight. If you don't care, I'd like to share with you the people who talk about healing. I'd like to let you know a little bit about my neighbor right here. I came home, and my neighbor hollered at me and said, hey, come here, Carl. Said, I've got to tell you something. I just got to testify to people what has went on in my life. And I know the woman I lived beside her, well, I've known her since she was just a little girl. And she had this bad, I guess what you would call a gland problem, where their legs just swelled up real big and it just hangs over their ankles. I mean, just some people call them fat, but I don't. It's just it's some kind of problem, some kind of thing that's wrong with them right there. And she said, come here. She said, I just got to tell you, I've got to testify on what happened to me and stuff. And I didn't know what she was talking about, but I went to her right there, and she said, I want you to know that God has healed me. She said, I laid here of the night. Thing. You know, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do nothing. She said, I was on that oxycodone and stuff like that right there for pain and things. And she said, God healed me right there. She said, I don't take no pain medicine at all. You see, I'm walking good. I'm out here working in my flower garden. I got my yard going. So, my husband don't understand it because he don't go to church. And he told me, said, I got to slow down. And she said, I can't slow down. She said, I've laid around too long now. God has healed me. And I've got to go to work for him, you know. So she was testifying that right there. So I believe that we've got to testify these things and lift Jesus' name up. And even though the Lord knows all these things and know what we have need of, he still wants us to ask for them. When Adam was hid behind the bush right there, God, when he called out to him, he knows where he was at all the time, but he wanted Adam to know what had went on, he knows what was going on. When Jacob was wrestling with him, when Jacob was asking for him, you know, a blessing from him right there, and asked who he was right there, and he said, I'm Jacob. God knew all the time who he was. He just wanted Jacob to realize who he was and where he was coming from. When the woman was at the well right there, and he met the woman at the well, you know, he knew all about her when he asked her about her husband and stuff. He just wants her to confess what these things, and that's what I'm just wanting to do tonight right here. I want to confess to people about what healing is. God is true, and he is on the throne, and he's still blessing. He's still healing, and he's still saving. And I tell you what, I want to testify of him everywhere I want to go. I mean, I want to let people know that Jesus is doing well, and I really love him tonight and appreciate your program, appreciate what I've heard on yours. God bless that singer right there. I thought they'd done awful well, awful good job right there, and you're doing a good thing. Like I say, I'm on a cell phone. I can't stay with you long, but I'm going to listen to what time I can. So I'll let you go now. I'm sorry to take up your time, but I just got to testify what's going on.
Oh, no. Don't never apologize, Brother Carl. We need you guys. We need all of the callers to call in like that, and it encourages. Like, I may not be able to touch somebody, but Brother Carl, that testimony right there, somebody might be going through exactly that. And you calling in, praise the Lord, and obeying God. We feel the anointing over here coming through the sound of your voice. And that's what this is all about, tearing down the strongholds that the devil tries to hold people down. And the word of God that says the anointing destroys yokes, and that's exactly what we encourage callers to call in, and we appreciate every one of you. And just hang in there, Brother Carl. I know you're on your cell phone, and we're going to go to the next caller. That's 770-855. Come in, tell us who you are, and obey God.
Yes, I'm Robin Gresham. I live in Thomaston, Georgia. And I just wanted to tell everybody that it doesn't matter what situation that you are in. I know we're living in the end days, and it seems like the devil is smothering us. But, you know, the Lord can reach out and just send his word to wherever you are and whatever situation that you're in. He can deliver you, he can heal you, and he can also save your soul.
Man.
I just wanted everybody to know that they're not alone, that there are a lot of prayers going out, but they have to believe that God is going to do what God said he was going to do. And God
Amen.
Is always there. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you, and you're always in the palm of his hand. But you have to cry out and just believe he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen,
Amen,
sis. That's right. Praise the Lord. And that's
Thank
what
you
we
so
need
much.
Is words of encouragement. Praise the Lord. And, sis, you're welcome. All of the callers are welcome anytime. We have this broadcast. The phone number only works from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. on Friday nights. And we appreciate you all. That lets us know that, you know, we must be doing something right here, that people would call in and just want to share the good news and encourage, like Sister Robin just did, to try to encourage others. And that's exactly what we want to do, because we love everybody. And, you know, that's what Jesus, he died on the cross, and he loves us. Praise the Lord.
I wanted to tell you so much about how I appreciate the work that you were doing, and to tell my pastor we love him.
Praise God.
Brother John.
You just said, I appreciate that.
Amen. Brother,
you know, this time we have hard times. Everybody has hard times, but God is always there. But you
He's
have
always
to
on time,
to him.
Too.
Right, that's, he is.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, sis. You hang in there, and we'll have you. You know, time permit, we'll get you to come back in, and if you have any prayer requests, you know, definitely turn those in. And, at this time, we're going to have Brother John come in and obey God, Brother John.
Okay.
Lord, I appreciate the opportunity, Brother Sister Green. You know, we've been talking about strongholds. Those are fortresses. Those are things. Some of the scriptures is actually, some of them are even prisons. But these are fortresses. These are things that are fortified. And, you know, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he, there in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 1, he said, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent in bold toward you." You have to understand that the physical presence of the Apostle Paul was not forbearing. When you seen him in his physical presence, it was not something that would shake you, not something that would move you. But there was something about him, and it was the Christ that was in him. The Bible says in Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Amen. And so the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 18 and 10 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. We have a safety, amen, net tonight, amen, that we know that there is a stronghold, and it's the Lord himself, amen, that is the stronghold of the believers, amen. It is fortified, amen, and the Bible says in verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he said, "But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some." In other words, he wanted them to know, and he began to reach out to them. He said that I might not be as bold with you, and I'm present with you in the confidence, he said, which think of us as we walked according to the flesh. So they begin to think there that Paul's personal presence wasn't imposing, amen, at the time. When you looked upon him, you wouldn't have been moved by his physical presence. But it says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You need to know tonight that our war is not after the flesh. And just like Brother and Sister Green's daughter brought out in Ephesians chapter 6, amen, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood tonight, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness, amen. And we need to know tonight that there are principalities, there are powers out there. We also need to know that there's no separation, amen. It doesn't make any difference tonight. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, amen, that neither life nor death nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, neither height nor depth nor breadth, amen, shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
The love of God is our stronghold tonight, our stronghold. But the Bible says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, amen, and in other words, fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There's a pulling down of strongholds, and it can only come through the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, church. You need to know tonight, amen, that by my God we can leap through a leap over a wall. By my God we can run through a coop. You know, that those three men, the mighty men of David, amen, and they were there, and David desired a drink of water from his city, amen, hallelujah. And these three men hazarded their lives to bring him back just one cup of cold water. The Bible says tonight, you know, as all these callers are calling in, amen, and you're giving that cup of cold water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to know you'll no wise lose your reward. The Word of God is the water of life, and as each one of you are drinking, we're drinking from the well that will never run dry, amen. As a Samaritan woman, amen, hallelujah, her life was bound and captivated by a stronghold, but the Lord, the stronghold, the Lord Jesus Christ, the mighty strong power came one day and delivered her, amen, from a life that she no longer had to go out in the midst of the well, but she gave her a drink of water that she never thirsted again. And tonight you have that same opportunity, church. Every one of you underneath the sun like that has that same well, that same water tonight. Amen. We've all come and you are made available. But tonight the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Those things are casting down. He's casting down the imagination. He's casting down the thoughts. He's casting down the pride of life and the lust of the flesh and the lust of life. Amen. It's through the stronghold, amen, that pulling down the stronghold through God himself. He said, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. The Bible says in Hebrews 8:22 that he was a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. What we went through, what we're going through, even being caught in captivity and strongholds, we learned obedience by the things we suffered. You need to know tonight, amen, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, say, he gave not unto us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. God will deliver, amen, of the strongholds, amen, the Bible speaks of, hallelujah, in Luke chapter 11, amen, at a time when a man was, in verse 14 said, Jesus Christ was casting out the devil and he was dumb. In other words, he was not able to speak. This man was not able to speak, relay his thoughts. His mind was in captivity. You need to know tonight that the Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 5 said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He thought of the things of others rather than the things of himself. When we get the mind of Christ, amen, no matter what we're going through, we can be in a stronghold ourselves. You have to understand, prisoners of war, amen, the way that they hold together, amen, is that they hold on to each other, amen. When the prisoners of war, they're in captivity, they're in the camp. Paul and Silas, when they were there in the prison, amen, in that and prison in Philippi. They sing praises and songs, amen, at midnight, in the middle of the night. And the Bible says when they broke, that there was an earthquake and every prison door was open. Tonight, church, all we got to do is sing praises as all of you callers call in and begin to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to lift up his name, which is a strong tower. What it is doing is right now, every word we speak is pulling down the strongholds. Every word that we speak, amen, is casting down the imagination. Every word we speak of the Word of God is bringing every thought into captivity. And here was a man that was not able to speak. And the Bible said, and the devil, and he said, it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. Here was a man who was not able to speak. I remember Brother Year was talking about a young man that he did not know was not able to speak in one of his services, amen. And as he prayed for him, he began to speak, amen, and began to say the name of Jesus. That name is a strong tower tonight. Here was a young man that had not spoke, and he spoke the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you tonight might not be able to speak a whole lot, but tonight that dumb spirit, amen, that spirit that's not able to speak, I call right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that name of Jesus be able to be spoken to those who could not speak before. Hallelujah. Let them speak the word of God and declare it into the world. I call right now that these strongholds of satanic strongholds are being pulled down right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all across this globe, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satanic strongholds are being pulled down by the power of God, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. The Bible says, hallelujah, that when some of them said he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils, and others tempting him, sought of him aside from heaven. Hear this going out, this man was being set free. He was being set free from his captivity. But what do? Some people want to sit around and look for a sign when people are being delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight you don't need the signs already been given in his name is Jesus. The Bible says that there'll be no sign given except that be of Jonas, the Son of Man. Hallelujah. You need to know, amen, that
praise
the Lord Jesus Christ is in the heart of the earth for 3 days and arose in the third day. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know what the Bible says? Amen. Weeping and joy for a night, but joy comes in the morning on that third day. It's been joy unspeakable and full of glory. You need to know tonight, I don't care what you're going through. The key is you're going through. I don't care what even you're going to come through.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he knowing their thoughts sent it to them. Remember what I said earlier? He said he'd bring in every thought into captivity. He knew their thoughts. And the problem was these people are standing around. Don't be a spectator tonight. Be a participator. This is not a spectator sport. Amen. You don't have to be sitting in the stand. You'll be a part of this. Amen. This is a body of Christ. All of you, every one of you are members of righteousness being brought in. Amen. You need to know tonight that you are the Bible says, no, you're not. Tonight, whether you're a believer or not, the Bible says, no, you're not. You are a temple of God. When he said, I'll destroy this temple, amen, he said, I'll raise it up in 3 days. They said, how are you going to do that? It took him 47 years to raise up the temple, to raise up the 3 days. He was talking about the temple of the body. You need to know tonight, amen, that, you know, Daniel talked about abomination of desolation sitting in the temple of God. Then you need to know tonight, amen, not only was he talking about going to Israel, but you need to know tonight that the abomination of desolation is already sitting. And if you don't have the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, if he's not sitting on the throne of your life right now, the abomination of desolation is sitting on the temple of God right now, sitting yourself out there with God. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are the temple of the living God, and you are holy, amen. And right now, in the name of Jesus, everyone, every thought, every chapter, right now, in the name of Jesus, they must be set free by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, we're declaring strongholds being pulled down, imaginations being cast down. We're declaring, amen, people being set free by the power of God. Right now, those that are bound by satanic wiles, right now, in the name of Jesus, being set free by the power of God right now. He said, but he knowing your thoughts, he said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought into desolation, and a house divided against a house fall. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because he said, I cast out devils through Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. Their own sons were casting out devils. And see, this is what is going on. Amen. They begin to have it. And he said, but if I, verse 20 said, if I by the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. You know what, tonight? The finger of God is casting out devils right now, even as he wrote there in Mount Sinai and on the mountain there, and the Horeb there when he came, and amen, and you begin to write, amen, in the covenant with Moses. You need to know tonight that God is still writing, and he said, I'll write upon the tables of your heart. He's changing your heart right now. Men across the land, across the globe right now, the finger of God is going right down on the inside, beginning to write his word on your heart. Hallelujah, begin to write and change your life right now. He's changing hearts right now, even as I'm speaking. Hallelujah, you know why? Because this is the Father's work. It's not our work. Amen. This is the Father's work. Hallelujah. We need to know. But the Bible says in verse 21, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Amen, hallelujah, that when it's stronger, then he shall come upon him and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoil. When David went to battle, he was not a warrior. He was a man delivering cheese. He was a delivery man from his father. He went to go see that, but he said, Is this not uncircumcised Philistine? How dare him defy the army of the living God? This is the army of the living God. Do you know tonight that even as Israel there, the Bible says in Ezekiel there, it was a valley of dry bones, and you need to know tonight after this program, it'll be, it might start out a dry valley, but right now at the end of this program, it'll be an army exceedingly great and mighty that God's going to stand by the Spirit of God. Sinew will come upon sinew, bone upon bone. Why? Because it is stronger than the strong man. Amen. Hallelujah. He's in the house. He said, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and finding none. He said, I will return unto my house, which I came out of. Church, you're not the house of the enemy. You're God's house. And God Amen. And God alone is to dwell in your house. Every living being is the creation of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him only. He said, beside me there is no God. Beside you, there's no one to sit on the throne in your life but the Lord Jesus Christ. Every stronghold, a satanic stronghold, there's a stronger man, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He overcome death. Hallelujah. And when he comes, he finally is swept in gardens. Then goes he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last day, that man is worse than the first. Church, tonight, fill your life with the Spirit of God. Fill your life right now. As God has cleansed and as God has read, get in a Bible preaching church. Amen. A Bible believing church. Get with the body of Christ. You cannot abide by yourself. No man lives to himself. No man dies to himself. We all need each other. We need the body of Christ because all of you are members of this one body. And tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ is pulling down every stronghold and bringing every thought to the abyss of the thought of Jesus Christ. Wow. Go ahead, go on, Sister Green.
Praise God. Amen. Tearing down the strongholds. Praise the Lord. The truth will set you free. Praise Amen. God. I'm going to come to you with another song by Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. Hallelujah.
I wanna say, Lord, 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 well, now you've really been good to me.
God. That was Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. And his, if you want to reach his church, you can go to redemptionroad.org. And that will take you there, and that will show you his itinerary for Jeremiah Yoakum. And you can also, if you're interested, in his CDs. And I'm telling you, they will surely bless you. Praise God. And I got something here on my heart I was thinking about. You know, the subject here tonight is about pulling down the stronghold. And if you want to call in, it's 347-989-8862. I'll say that again. 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, heisrisen38@aol.com. If you have a prayer request and you don't want to call in, but we encourage you to call in. We like to hear from you. Also, Facebook, if you're not a friend of mine and you're listening through Blog Talk Radio, you can friend request me at Joanna Green, and I'm in Ohio. Usually, the last three Fridays, we've been here in Tennessee coming to you live. So we thank the Lord for that. And I was thinking about in the book of Job, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camel and 500 yoke of oxen. He was a blessed man, praise God, and he feared God. And I was thinking about how he offered up sacrifices and he fasted and stuff for his children. For they had went to the oldest one's house and they would eat and drink and they were sinning. And Job, he loved his children and he was trying to offer up sacrifice for his children. He loved them so good. And you know, that's what we're trying to do tonight. We love the world. Jesus loves the world, but he hates the sin. And he shed his body as the ultimate sacrifice. And you know, we don't have to do the animal shedding of the goat skins and the lambs and anymore. Praise the Lord, because Jesus already done that. Praise the Lord, he pardoned our sin, praise the Lord, but we just have to accept him, and we have to repent of our sin. But I was thinking about Job, how he was perfect, upright man before God, feared God, and how all the things, if you read in the book of Job, how the things came upon him, and as one servant came telling Job that, I believe it was the Serubims came and stole the oxen, and as this servant was given this bad report, here come another servant given another bad report, said that the fire came, praise the Lord, and how and just as that servant was telling that bad news, here come another bad news, and said that your children, that four corners of the house, a big wind came and it fell in and killed them. And you know how the bad, it just kept coming and kept coming, and how the devil had went to and fro of the earth, and he went up before God, and God had said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And the devil said, "But you have a hedge around him," and the Lord, you know, he said, "Well, go ahead, you know, do what you will, except don't take his life." And you know, he was upright, and I want to tell you tonight, if you're listening under the sound of my voice and things are coming at you and it seems like one bad report after another, after another, after another, God said that he wouldn't let no more than that you could be tempted. He would make a way of escape for you. And a lot of people like to use that scripture and say he wouldn't put no more on you than what you can bear. But I tell you, he said he would make a way of escape. And you know, the suicide spirit, I believe, even came to Job through his wife. And she said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" And you know, the devil has strongholds on people tonight, even Christian people. Remember, Job was upright before the Lord. He feared God. Praise the Lord. He was a perfect man, the Lord, the Bible says. And the enemy will try you and come at you like a flood, but God said that he would raise up a standard. If you would just hold on, and even Job's friends, if you look in chapters 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and on, and how his friends were there, and they were just telling him how he sinned. And you know, the only thing that I could see that Job had done, he said, "The worst thing, the greatest thing that I feared has come upon me." So fear took over. And you know, fear is a stronghold tonight, folks. If there's fear in your life, you need to break that fear and remember that God has everything in his hands. And he said to fear not the one that can destroy the body, but fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul. Praise the Lord. So we're not to fear the things that are coming upon the land, the news, all over the news. We just turned the news off. And we opened up our Bible. We quit paying for, I'm not telling you to turn your television off and to quit paying for your cable, but just telling you my testimony, what we did in our household about 8 months ago. We turned off the news. And the only news that we get is what people in our life around us tells us. What, did you hear this happen today? No, we didn't hear. And they'll tell us what's happened. And, you know, we believe in the report of the Lord. We know these things are coming upon the land. We know that bad times are coming. But God, praise the Lord, has got it all under control.
Yes, he is.
And anything that's happening and coming upon the land, you know, God has allowed it. He allowed Job to be tried and to be tempted and to be tested. And, you know, that was the Lord doing that, allowing that to happen. And Job, he said, though he slay me, I will still serve him. Praise God. And, you know, in the end, he got the double portion. He got everything back that he had lost. He may not have gotten the same children back, but he got back what he had lost even two times more, just like Elijah. Elisha had gotten the double portion when Elijah went up in the chariot, praise the Lord, and the mantle fell upon Elijah. Praise God. Just hold on, people. And you know what? Just break that fear. Turn off the bad news. And put your hand up. You know how they say, they put their hand up and say they're not listening? Praise the Lord. Don't listen. Just turn a deaf ear to the enemy, to Satan, when he's got bad news. And like I said, it came one right after another. The servant came. And as the one servant was given a bad news, here come the other servant and was given another bad news. And what bad news, you know, the devil will try his best to come at you. If, you know, he knows our weakness, and he'll try to attack your children. And that's the worst thing, the worst fear that could come upon you, is that the devil would try to pull your children out there and entice them with things of the world. And the Bible says that sin is pleasure for a season. And the kids, the youth today, I'm talking about the young adults, early 20s, the devil is really trying with the spirit of suicide to get a hold of them. And like Job said, that's the worst thing. You know, what can a parent, what worst thing can a parent go through that's a Christian, is to see their children out there lost and the devil trying to pull them out with drinking and drugs and maybe cursing. And, you know, you brought them up right. But you got to put them in the hands of God and stop fearing. But keep praying for them. I just encourage you to pray. Hallelujah. You know, prayer is the key to the kingdom. He said, what we bind on earth, we can bind in heaven. What we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Because we know who Christ is. He told Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we're not to worry. We're not to fear those things that are coming against. Praise the Lord, the strongholds, tearing them down with prayer and fasting. The disciples asked Jesus, how come we couldn't cast out this demon out of this, a young boy? Praise the Lord. And Jesus told them, these kind go by fasting and praying. So there's things that we do have to do. But one thing for sure that I know is that we have got to trust in the Lord. We have got to believe every word from Genesis all the way back to the maps. All the way through the Bible, we've got to believe them. And the fear is one of the strongholds that the devil will try to put upon us. And we've got victory. We've got victory over that because Jesus has victory over it. Jesus was already tempted in the wilderness by the devil after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Here come the old enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about
praise
the scripture. It says, grave, where's your victory? And, oh, death, where's your sting? And, you know, if one of us go out of here, I was thinking on the way here from Ohio, driving here to Tennessee today, I was thinking about some people, they'll go to church, and, And on the way to church, we've heard reports before that, you know, people might have gotten an auto accident and they may have lost, we might have think they lost their life here. And if they were saved and they're on their way to church and it looks like the devil had won, but I tell you that when for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if they went out of here in a car wreck, the devil still did not win. Hallelujah. They just made their journey faster to heaven. And bad things happen to good people. And that's what I was trying to show you tonight in Job, is he was a good and upright man, and he feared God, and he was perfect in the eyes of the Lord. It says in all the earth he was the most perfect man on the earth at that time. And bad things came to him. And you know what we would call bad things, if someone lost their life going a good Christian family, you hear about an auto wreck. And you know, like I said, we don't know why things like that happen, but they do. And we don't know why people just get in, things come at them so hard. And the devil tries to discourage, but I praise God tonight. I'm going to have, Clinton, why don't you go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. All right, I want to read a scripture to you tonight. And this scripture is in Numbers 13 and 19. It says here, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what city they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. Now this is in the book of Numbers, in the 13th chapter, and Moses had sent the elders out of each tribe. He had sent two of each to spy out the land, praise God. And he had sent them up into the mountain, into Canaan land. And they had spied the land, and he told them before they left, he said, go and check it out. Go look at it and see what it is, and see whether they dwell in tents or in strongholds. And we're talking about tearing down strongholds. And Joanna was talking about how that the devil tries to put stuff on people. You know, he tries to chain you down. He tries to tie you up. He tries to stop you. He tries to make you back up. I was thinking about that man in the tombs. You know, the devil had got a hold on that man. And the Bible said there that they had bound him, and they had bound him with fetters and chains, and they had locked him up. And the Bible said that no man could tame him, but he was continually Amen. In the mountains and in the graveyard, in the caves, and he was cutting himself with stones, and he was crying out, and the Bible said that he didn't have no clothes on, that the man was naked, and that they couldn't keep clothes on him. You know, the Bible teaches us that if an unclean spirit gets a hold of somebody, it'll take them into places that they don't want to go. It'll make them do things that they don't want to do. This man, you know, he didn't have his right mind. There was something wrong with his mind because the devil had got a hold of him. And this was a stronghold in this man's life. And it had not been for Jesus coming along, he would have probably died in that condition. And he would have been lost. But, you know, Jesus knew what kind of shape that man was in, and he went and got in the boat, and he came across the lake, and he found that man there, and that man had them devils in him. And Jesus said, what is thy name? He said, my name's Legion, because we're many. And that man was possessed of devils. And you know, there's people out there tonight that are possessed of devils. There's people that's bound, and some of them's got chains on them, but you know, you can't see those chains in a physical realm. But if you got discerning a spirit, sometimes you can recognize that somebody is bound to the devil. Amen. You know, people can be oppressed to the devil and not be bound. But there are some people that, you know, they'll be hindered. You know, Paul said, pray for me that the gospel will not be hindered. Praise God. I'll tell you, the devil's trying to stop you. If you've got a voice for God, the devil is going to try to stop your mouth. He's going to try to make you back up, and he's going to try to make you let down, and he's going to try to tear up your testimony somehow or another. And if he can't get to you one way, he'll try to get to you another way. He'll try to get to you through your wife or somebody in your family. He'll try to get to you through your neighbors that lives around about you. And I'll tell you, these strongholds has got to be torn down. And I'll tell you how to tear them down tonight. You're going to have to get a hold of God. And the Bible said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. We can't walk far off and expect to get the strongholds in our life tore down. We can't expect to cast out devils, as Sister Joanna said tonight. When they brought that little boy, I don't know how old he was, to Jesus, and brought him to the disciples, and they could not cast him out. And, I don't know why they couldn't cast him out, because Jesus had already given them power, and they'd went out and cast out other devils. But you see, this was some kind of a strong devil. I don't know how strong this devil was, but evidently they couldn't do nothing with him. And it was because that they weren't fasting and praying at this time, evidently. Maybe they had slacked off on their prayer life. Maybe they had quit fasting like they had been when they first got called into the ministry. And I tell you, church, sometimes we can get slack. And, you know, the devil can come in and build up strongholds sometimes in our life if we don't examine ourselves and check ourselves. And you know, we got to look in the mirror when we get up in the morning. And we got to look and see, what do I look like today? Does my hair need combed? You know, is everything in place? And do my teeth need to be brushed and whatever, you know? Maybe I need a shower this morning. I need to get in the water, praise God. And I'll tell you tonight, we need to get into the water of God. We need to get into that living water, praise God. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the devil's going to try to stop your well, praise God. And I preached that one time not too long back. I preached about how that Isaac or Abraham had dug wells, and the Philistines had stopped them up, and the devil's trying to stop up your well. If you're a Christian or a young preacher, evangelist, or maybe you're a Sunday school teacher or whatever you are, working for God, I tell you, the devil will try to, he'll try to put dirt in your well, because that's what the Philistines did. They put dirt in the wells that Abraham had dug. And Isaac come along and began to unstop those wells, praise God. And when he'd get the well unstopped, here come the Philistines. And they try to steal the well from him. And I tell you, that's what the devil's trying to do. Sometimes we get anointed, you know, and we preach a good message. And the next time we get up and it seems like the message ain't there, because the devil's been warring against us, and he's been fighting against us, and he's been trying to stop up our well. And I tell you tonight, we're just made of a house of clay. It's what we are tonight. Man is made from the dust of the earth. And I tell you, if we get too carnal minded tonight, I tell you, we'll fall into the traps of the enemy, and we'll find ourselves bound. And they took Samson, bound him and tied him up and delivered him over into the Philistines. But the power of God come upon him when he called upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. We need to keep calling on that wonderful name of Jesus. I tell you, there's a remedy to sin. There is a remedy to getting out of the traps of the devil. And as Brother John was preaching, you know, at the midnight hour, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And praise God, the shackles fell off, and every man's bonds were loosed, and the prison shook. And praise God, and it brought salvation to that jailer. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I'll tell you, if we can get this right, church, if we can get down to business with God, and we can pray and seek the Lord and call upon his name while he's near, the Bible says. See, we're living in the last days. We're living in the time of the end, and there's a warfare going on tonight. There's a battle raging. And I'll tell you, we've got to get right with God, church. We can't let the enemy come in. Praise God. Well, I won't preach too long tonight, but I'll turn it over to somebody else. But I tell you, I might say something later, I don't know. Praise God. But I tell you, let's get down to business with God. And I tell you, let's loose them prisoners. There's prisoners of war out there that are bound, and there's people that's been taken captive by the devil. And I tell you, it's the church's job to try to reach out, try to pray the prayer of faith that the sick will be healed and lay hands on them and see them recover. Praise God. That's tearing down the strongholds that the devil's built in the lives of individuals. But praise God, it's good to be with you. Turn it back to Sister Joanna.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And we're believing in good reports on these prayer requests coming in that we're going to be praying over here toward the end of the broadcast. They're coming in. And we thank God for them, not just through Facebook, but through Blog Talk Radio. There's people listening tonight, over 35,000 people. It's close to 37,000 right now. And we thank God that there's people. God said he's going to come back after people that are watching for him. And, you know, we're not to faint in this. Serving the Lord. We're not to get weary in well-doing. Praise the Lord. We're to go and, you know, the weakest Christian is strong, stronger than one that has never received God. And the way you can receive him is to repent of your sins and to accept him as your ultimate, as the ultimate sacrifice for the wages of your sin. And it's a pardon, praise the Lord. We keep mentioning that. It's a pardon for you and I that we don't have to we don't have to lay down our life, so to speak, in the natural, but we do lay down our life as far as taking up the cross, dying out the sin. He said to offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we've got another phone call here. It's 706-847. Come in and tell us who you are and just obey God.
Hello?
Hello. Go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, this is Nick Sargent from Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. Tonight our subject is pulling down the strongholds. And if you have anything on that you'd like to share with us, just go right ahead. It don't have to line up with the subject, but just give us what, you know, the Lord has put on your heart.
Amen. Well, it's good to have opportunity to always to bring forth the word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise God. It does more than any flesh or anything could even do in this world. It penetrates to the soul to get people to repent. It's 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal." We've got weapons that Jesus Christ has gave us weapons to use these weapons, not to lay them down on the ground, not to leave them at the house, not to leave the house without these weapons. You've got your prayer life. You got the word of God. You got witnessing. You got going to church, the weapons that God gives us to stand against the wiles of the devil, the craftiness, the twisting of the word of God, the lies, how the devil will turn the word of God into lies, and people are being deceived every day, and that's why we got to put on the whole armor of God and not leave nothing out. We got to put the helmet of salvation. We got to hold that shield of faith. Hey man, that shield of faith and gird ourselves, gird our loins with the true word of God and the chest place of righteousness. And of course, the sword of the Spirit to fight the enemy when he comes against us and tries to take our house and tries to take our family and tries to take the peace. Amen. John 10:10 says the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he wants to do is destroy, destroy, destroy. No wonder people want to cut themselves. No wonder people want to drink themselves to death and to do pills and drugs because there's no life in it. They're trying to find life in sin. But Jesus says, I've come to give you life. And that life more abundant. That life, sister, is the best life. If nobody listening here has not accepted this life, it is more than anything this world can offer you. And there's no money, amen, it's free. amen, the salvation of Jesus Christ, amen, and the love that he's got for us, for God so loved the world. He died for the alcoholics. He died for the drug addicts. He died for the whole world, amen. He shed his blood for everybody to come into repentance and come to knowledge of him and to read his word and serve him, amen, and give him honor and glory, amen, for the changes that he makes in our life. There is hope, amen, and that is in Jesus Christ, amen. There is hope in this life. It's not through the government. It's not through your banking account. It's through Jesus, amen, and his blood,
man.
Amen. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold, he is here. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of this world. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God. He was just a Noah's lamb that was in a pasture. He was God's lamb. Amen. Without spot, without blemish. Amen. A perfect man of God. Amen. That had no sin in his life. Died and shed his blood for us. That way we could have this life. The anointing of God, the power of God in our lives to defeat this devil. What is the devil? Amen. He's nothing to me. Amen. He just has a name. He may just have a title, but he's under my feet, amen, through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Through the blood shed on Calvary's cross, amen. He is just a name. Amen. He is nothing to my family. Amen. He's nothing to the name of Jesus. But when we learn to take these weapons that God gives us and use them to apply to our lives, amen, I don't care. You can read the Bible all you want to, but you show me a man that reads the Bible and does the Word of God. Amen. There's a lot of people read the Bible, amen, but it's time that we stand up, amen, and decide to do the Word of God, and not just to
amen.
Hear it, but to do the Word of God. Do the Word of God. You want change in your life? Do the Word of God. You want change in your life? Get a prayer life, praise God. If you want change in your life, amen, walk like a Christian. Act like a Christian. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul said, my speech and my preaching. What was the speech? That was his everyday language. My speech and my preaching wasn't with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was through something bigger and greater than anything in this world. It was through the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Amen. That's how Paul led people to Christ. That is how these preachers that has to get behind the pulpit, they need to demonstrate the power. They need to demonstrate to God through walking at me. Word of God, amen, and the way they talk and the way they walk in this world. If you want to lead people to Christ, give them something to lead to, praise God. Give them
amen.
Something that they want. Give them something, that hunger, that tree that we're supposed to have fruit. Give them something to grab a hold of, amen, this life that we have, praise God. But our weapons are not carnal, they're not flesh. You lose every time when you try to fight the world and the devil, amen, and the fleshly mind. But when the carnal mind, no wonder carnal mind is death, amen, you cannot win. But it's the Spirit of God, amen, it is the power of God, amen. You can say Jesus 100 times, but until you know the reason why you say Jesus, it is because I come into authority of the name of Jesus, amen. I come in authority of the name of Jesus Christ. That name with authority will move, amen. Praise God, it will move.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Nick, he's telling you the truth out there, folks. Several times tonight was mentioned about our weapons are not carnal, praise the Lord. And you know, I was thinking about how David, there was a man in David's army, how his hand clave to the sword. Praise God. And you know, that's what we have to do, is clave to our sword. And that's the Bible, the Word of God. And in another place, it talked about how they were building, I believe it was in Nehemiah, how they were building. And in one hand, they held their weapon, and in another hand, they were building. Praise the Lord. And we've got to hold on to the Word of God. At the same time, we need to help and build the kingdom of God. And a really good word there, Brother Nick. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we've got a very special unspoken request here. I can kind of tell you some of it without mentioning any names. There's a lady. She is a very good friend of mine. And I'm trying to pull my computer's running slow here. Sorry about that. Well, anyway, there was a, it's a murder-suicide type situation. A young man was killed by his father, and he, then the father turned around and killed himself, and that was, I believe that was today. That family needs a lot of prayer. The friend that I was telling you about, her son goes to school with this young man, and the school is now having to tell all the rest of the children what had happened. And, you know, this is what we're talking about, tearing down the strongholds. That their spirit of suicide is running rampant today. And I tell you, friend out there, there is another way. You do not have to take your own life out of here. You don't have to even think about suicide. Praise God. God is the answer to all this. And the Lord will make a way where it seemeth to be no way. If you just hold on to him and pray, and God will tear down the strongholds. All Job can do when his wife was saying, just go ahead and curse God and die. You know, praise the Lord, he made a way of escape. He made a way out for Job, but Job held on. Hallelujah, and that's what we got to do is hold on. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah, if you're out there tonight and you're anticipating suicide, I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to talk to Jesus, and he will see you through this. You got to come to him and repent. Lord, if you've done anything wrong, if you just pray and say, God, if I've done anything wrong, just save my soul and see this mess that I'm in and help me through it. And you hold on, because he sure is the answer. At this time, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to play this song here. Just listen to this. It's good words.
As I kneel in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another valley, it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm looking in defeat. But he said, I won't. I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walk right beside you. Just so you when you call. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die? Like that.
Praise God. And that was Jeremiah Yoakum, and you can get a hold of him through internet, and that's jeremiahyoakum.com. And also his church is located in Danville, Kentucky, and that's at redemptionroad.org. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to turn evangelist Lloyd Yearwood loose. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's good to be able to come back once again on Blog Talk Radio here just to reach out there and touch someone, tell somebody the good news. You know, I don't understand why, but I seem like there's been a lot speaking about suicide spirits here tonight. And, you know, the Word of God is plain to us. And for some unknown reason, I just feel like just telling them, if they've got a suicide spirit on them, I take authority over that spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't come to them in the name of Lloyd Yearwood. I don't come to them but in no other name but under the name of Jesus. And he has all power tonight in heaven and earth. And I take authority over that suicide spirit in the name of Jesus right now. And if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Hebrews of the 12th chapter and verse 1. There it starts out like this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easy beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Praise God. I tell you what, we've got a race tonight, church, set before us. And we got to run this race, and we got to lay aside every weight, every sin that's so easy beset us. You know, I praise God, the devil is on the rampage. He's trying every way in the world that he can to get someone to take their own life. He's trying every way in the world to get somebody just to lay down and forget it. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I take authority over that devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I don't come to him. I don't come to the devil to fight a battle in my own self, in my own flesh, because I can't fight him in my own self. But the Word of God says that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. And I come to you tonight, devil, in the name of Jesus. I tell you to let go of that person, to let go of that man, of that woman, of that boy or that girl. I tell you, devil, that you're going to have to back off, because God said that I had power over you, that I could tread upon you, and that I could tread upon the serpent, and that I could walk on you. And I tell you tonight, I praise God, it's time that the church people realize the power that God has given us. We've got the power tonight if we want to lay a weight, every sin and every weight that's so easy beset us. When the devil comes at you and tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that, my friend, you can tell the devil that he's a liar and the father of it, because God said that we could do all things through him with strength and us. And praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that the devil don't have no power, just only what we let him have. I'm not going to give him no power, but I'm going to give him Jesus. And Jesus is the greatest, and Jesus has the power tonight. He done whipped the devil 2,000 years ago, and he still got the same power. The Lord's not lost his strength. And praise God, and he's given us the strength that we can put him under our feet, and we can keep him down there. It's time, hallelujah, that we look to the Lord. look in the verse 2 there. It said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. That's him talking to us tonight. Praise God. He is the one of our faith. Hallelujah. If we got faith in him, all we've got to do is look to him and say, Lord, you've done this and you said this. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 3. It said, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sins against himself, let ye be worried and faint in your mind. Hallelujah. You see, the devil, he's a warfare tonight against our minds. The devil will try to get you to think, my friend, that you can't do this. But praise God, I'm here to tell you tonight that we don't have to faint in our minds. Hallelujah. We can stand up and we can say, the devil, you are a liar. You're the father of it. Praise God. God is God, and he's given us power tonight to tread upon the serpent. He give us power tonight to cast down the stronghold that is so easy that would bind us down. Praise God. But we can break the chains, as Brother Green was speaking about there a while ago, of that man that was that had all the chains and everything on him. When Jesus come to him, he broke the chains, and praise God. And when they seen that man again, he was clothed and in his right mind. Hallelujah. That's what you and I can do tonight. We can break the chains, hallelujah, all from people if we'll only stand on the word of God and commit the word of God. We'll talk the word. I like what the brother was saying there a while ago. He was saying this. He was saying, not only be a hearer, but be a doer of the word. Hallelujah. My friend, tonight we are... we should be a doer of the word of God. And if we are doers, we've got the power to look Satan in the eyeball and tell him where he stands and tell him his future. Hallelujah. We tell the devil his future. He's going to back off. He's not going to fight us because he knows he's done come in contact with Jesus one time. And Jesus whipped him at the cross. Jesus touched him. Whenever he said it was finished, he meant what he said. Praise God. And he went down into the heart of the earth. He took the keys from the death and hell and Satan. And praise God, he set the captives free. And he's doing the same thing today. He's setting the captives free. My friend, if you're bound down, all you've got to do is look up. Hallelujah. Look up. Stick your hands up toward heaven and begin to cry out. Just like it was whenever Moses was over there. He built that golden that snake and put it up on that stick. And whenever they would look upon that serpent, they were looking up toward heaven, and God was healing them, and they wasn't dying. And the same thing tonight, if you'll raise your hands toward heaven and say, Lord, this spirit has tried to overtake me, but praise God, God has given you the power, my friend, to overcome Satan. You've got the power tonight to overcome Satan if you will only look to to Jesus Christ, of the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that he's given us that power. Let's look into verse 4. And still in Hebrews of the 12th chapter in verse 4. It said, ye have not yet reasoned unto resisting. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood striving against sin. Hallelujah. You see, that's what's wrong with us today. We've not reasoned. We've not turned. Jesus over there in one passage of Scripture, when he was in the garden, he prayed until his sweat become great drops of blood. None of us tonight have resisted until our blood, hallelujah. But we need to turn our lives over to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm going to fight the good battle. I'm going to fight the battle of faith. I'm going to finish this course. I tell you what, God has set a race before us, and we can finish it tonight. We can finish this course. We can run it. I'd like to look here into Isaiah 23rd and verse 11. It said, he stretched out his hand over the sea and shook the kingdom of the Lord, having given a commandment against the merchant's city to destroy the strongholds thereof. Hallelujah. Praise God. He stretched forth his hand. Hallelujah. And praise God. God has told us that we can stretch forth our hand. Brother John, God has told us to stretch forth our hand to destroy the works of that city. God, of the strongholds that have tried to hinder us. God said for us to just stretch forth our hand. Hallelujah. We stretch forth our hand and we say, Lord, we're going to bind this devil in the name of Jesus, and you're going to take authority over it. Praise God. God is going to move for us. Hallelujah. God's got to move because his word, hallelujah, said that he would. And we've got to be obedient to God's word. He said not only be a hearer, but be a doer of his word. Hallelujah. If we'll only be a doer of God's word, we'll see mountains move. We'll see people turn their lives around. We'll see God move mountains in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just praise God. Hallelujah for what he's doing here tonight. I praise God for this broadcast. I praise God for this service. I know they like to call them shows, and they like to call them this, and they like to call them that. But I call it church. Hallelujah. I call it church because God's word is going across this land. God's word is going across and touching people's lives. I tell you, I just praise God for it. And I just want to say that we have a broadcast on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday evening from 6 until 8, which is 2 hours. We got the same preachers on that station, and we've got the same ones. Hallelujah. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to call in and be a part of it with us. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I feel this. I feel this tonight. I feel that God is moving, hallelujah, upon somebody that is thinking about suicide. I'm here to tell you tonight, I pray God just lay it down and look up. Look up, my friend. Place your hands up toward heaven and call upon God and say, Lord, here I am. You see me. You know me. You know where I'm at. I'm just asking you, Lord, to come into my life. And the Lord will come in. And you can lay down the weapon and the stronghold that has tried to destroy you. Oh, praise God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. I praise God for this. Hallelujah. I just praise God. Hallelujah. I'll turn it back to Sister Green. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. While the Spirit's moving like this, while the anointing is moving so greatly, praise the Lord through Brother Yearwood. We're going to go to prayer right now with all these prayer requests. And we want the Lord to touch that one that the son is goes to school with the little boy that was murdered and his father committed suicide. And we ask that you really earnestly pray for all these requests. It was told to me about a week ago that some people think just because you don't know them that we don't take it seriously about praying for them. We don't have to know you, my friend. It's Jesus that knows you. So if you turn in a prayer request, you better take it to the bank that we are praying for you. Praise God, and God sees the typing that you had done on the computer to ask for the prayer request. So we are praying, and, you know, we cannot do anything about it, but, you know, God can. He can be at all places. He can be here in Tennessee. He can be in Ohio. He can be in New Orleans, Louisiana. He can be all over the world at the same time. Praise God.
Amen.
Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Praise the Lord. So let's go to prayer right now.
Lord God,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you touch.
Lord, we come
again. You touch, Lord God, under the sound of our voice, dear Lord. Each and every request, dear Lord, that was mentioned, dear Lord, that's been typed in the Facebook, Lord, that's been talked about on Blog Talk Radio, that's been coming across the telephone, dear Lord, you see every request. Lord, we don't know everybody, God, but you know their hearts. You know us, dear God. Lord, we've been asked that we pray about all these requests, dear Lord. God, we're lifting them up right now to you, dear God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you can be wherever they are, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, at the same time, dear God, we praise you, Lord. God, you said we have not because we ask not. And we have a job to do to pray. And each individual that has called in and that type on Facebook for prayer requests, Lord, they have a job to do as well, to pray, God. Teach us to pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, God.
Lord, we ask, Lord, to touch Brother Eddie.
Yes, dear God, touch Brother Eddie, God. Help him, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
Lord, we give you the praise, Lord, and our hope.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. God, to you be all the glory, Lord.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
thank you for victory.
We thank you, Lord.
Lord, the ever spirit, full of the power of the devil, in Jesus' name, we bind the enemy of our souls by the word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, Father, the power, Lord of the cross, and the Holy Ghost of heaven, God. Lord Jesus, help your people tonight, Lord. We pray your mercy multiplied on them, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Let this here song touch you. It's called Telling the Old Story. It's sung by Brother Timothy Dockery. Listen to the words of this. And this is exactly what we're doing here tonight. Praise God.
Many great places, many new faces.
God. That's Brother Timothy Dockery, and that is a wonderful song, telling the story over and over again. And we'll tell it over and over and over again until the Lord comes back. And, you know, I believe that's exactly what the Lord was talking about when he told Peter, what's it to thee what John does? Because Peter was saying, oh, what's he going to do? And the Lord said, well, what's it to thee if he tarries, talking about John, until I come back? And you know the testimony of John the Revelator. It says in the very first chapter of John the Revelator, I've said it over again, he was an eyewitness of the things that Christ had done. And it's the testimony of Jesus Christ is what is going to carry all the way to the end, and we're going to tell it again and again and again. And it's just like as if John was right here telling us, because we can read it in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I see my mom here on tonight, and I just wanted to tell her, give her an opportunity if she wants to say anything for the Lord, testimony or anything. Mom, you go right ahead. But I wanted to tell you, before you came on, a sister, Joanne Gillum, had called in, and she had given a prayer request, and she wants us to remember her daughter, Melissa, in prayer, which we've prayed already, but we can sure pray again. And just wanted to let you know that. Praise God.
Yes, I thank you for recognizing that I was on here. You know, it's been real good preaching that I've been hearing tonight, and I just love to listen to y'all. I know I got on late, but I also wanted to say this. I had it on my mind that we must bear the fruits of the Spirit. We live by faith, that faith without works is dead. And we have to bear fruit of our faith, that others can see the light and recognize Jesus within us, and that will help them come to Jesus. That's all I wanted to say. And I pray for Joanne Gillum's daughter, and with the rest of you. And I thank you for this service. And it's a good service.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for my mommy. She's the one that prayed and kept asking me. She was really persistent about asking me to come to church, and I kept turning her down. And I kept saying, no, Mom, no. And when my daughter, 2 years old, said, Mommy, she said, when you get little like me, she said, you could wear my dresses. That was my excuse, that I didn't have the right attire to wear to church, because Mom did teach me right. And a two-year-old little girl says, Mommy, when you get little like me, you can wear my dresses. And, you know, spiritually speaking, now that I'm saved and been studying the Word of God for a long time, spiritually speaking, out of mouth of babes, when you come little as a child, humble yourself. You can wear the righteous garment as a little child. Praise the Lord. So it took my little girl to get me to come to church. And my mother had taken my kids to church for a long time. And it just, the Lord put conviction on me one day. And I was thinking, I can't, it's not good enough. What kind of example am I showing? That I felt like I was just searing over my, or just easing my conscience by sending them with my mom. And then I thought, well, I'm their mother, and I'm not even going myself. What an example am I showing? And, you know, that's what we have to do, is be an example to our children. And we need to stand in the gate for them. We need to stand in prayer and fasting for our children. Amen. Because nobody loves our children like we do. Amen. And like you do. Nobody loves your children like you do. And praise God, you know, the Bible says that a virtuous woman is more precious than rubies, and her children would call her blessed. Praise God, the children will see the life that you live before them. They'll see whether you're carrying the fruits like my mother was talking about. If you have the fruits of God, are you cussing 1 minute and praising God another minute? You know, the children are listening, and we must live right before them, or the blood of the children will be on our hands. Praise God, I'm so glad he called my name one time, and I took heed, and I listened, and I said, yes, Lord, here am I. Forgive me of my sins. It's as simple as just saying, forgive me of my sins. Praise the Lord, it's easy. Praise the Lord. Some people say it's a hard walk to be a Christian, but it's easy. Amen. You just shun the very appearance of evil. You just resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It's just that easy. And, oh, hallelujah, you better be praying for your children in earnest prayer.
Amen.
My heart's broken tonight for that friend of mine that her little boy has to hear of this bad news that had come about. And you know, there's so many lives out there, probably every minute, every second of the day, of the hour, as someone is going out into eternity. And maybe they're not saved. And maybe some are saved, and they're being under the stronghold of the enemy. That dad that was supposed to love his son so dearly. And how can you explain to the friends of that child that his daddy that was supposed to love him or take his life and in his own life? What a sad thing, I tell you. It's just not happening just in that one situation. It's happening all over the world. But I pray that God will get a hold of the ones that will truly come to him. If just one more prayer, if the backslider would have prayed, they wouldn't have backslid. If just that one more prayer, the one anticipating the suicide, we said this last week, I believe, or maybe on Brother Yearwood's broadcast, I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. If you're listening to me tonight, don't you dare, praise God, don't you dare pick up whatever it is that you're thinking about doing to your own life, because you're going to go out into eternity, and hell is a real place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and it's enlarging its borders daily, and the people are really going to go there. It was only made for the devil and the fallen angels, but I tell you, if you're not saved and you go out into this eternity and you don't have Jesus, the blood applied to you, you will go there also. The rich man, he lifted up his eyes in hell, and he wanted Lazarus. He asked Abraham, just let him. He prayed if he just dipped his finger and touched his tongue, talking about the beggar called Lazarus. And the rich man, he could not get out. He could not escape. And just as he thought this, it would quench his thirst, just a little taste from Lazarus' finger. It's too late. Once you go out of here, once your spirit leaves this temple, it's too late. The Bible says, as a tree falleth, so shall it lay. What's that mean? When you die, however you die, if you die in your sins, you're in your sins. If you die saved in Christ, then you're with Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother John, you want to obey the Lord some more, brother?
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, last Sunday, me and my wife, Sister Debbie, had to go to the hospital 6 times last Sunday. 3 of those times were for people who had attempted suicide. Last Saturday, unfortunately, we had a man in our community who was successful in committing suicide. And so life is in despair. But Jesus Christ has come, the Bible says in John chapter 10, he's come that you might have life and have more abundance. He's taken away death. He's taken away. You know, Sister Green's daughter was reading out of Ephesians chapter 6. She ended up with verse 13. Go on a little bit farther here. It says, when you come to that place to stand, because this is the evil day, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth. You see, one of the things you have to understand about the armor of God, your loins is your walk. He said, I have no greater joy than my children walk in truth. And so we have to gird ourselves and surround ourselves with the truth. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have to surround our walk. We have to have the walk with truth. He said, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, we have to have that girding of the heart of the righteousness. If we have that, we'll realize there will not be self-destruction, but there will be a construction. There'll be a rising up, amen, from the waste places. You begin to know. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians that you are not your own. You're bought with a price. Tonight, everyone was bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He was shed for you. He took your place so that you have to die in your sins, just like Brother and Sister Green said. See, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's where everywhere you walk, every place you have possession and possession of peace, his peace, that path of all understanding. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take that shield of faith. Take it. Get behind your faith in Jesus Christ. At that time, the Roman soldiers, amen, hallelujah, they got behind, and it was a full body shield. Tonight, you have a full body shield of faith in Jesus Christ that will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and take the helmet of salvation. That's your rescue. You've been rescued. That is your safety and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Gird yourself with it. Put on this armor. It's not just like Brother Sergeant brought out there and said, be not only hearers of the word, but be ye doers also. This is something that we have to do. We have to put on the armor of God. We have to put it on. It says, praying always. This is another thing. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. There are supplications in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance. In other words, keep watching, keep praying, keep supplicating, and supplication for all saints. And for me, this is talking about the Apostle Paul writing to the church of Ephesus, that utterance may be given to me. There's an utterance. This utterance is the utterance of the Lord. This oracle is the speaking of the Lord, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Tonight, if you know the mystery of the gospel, if you know the mystery that he said unto you, is given to know the mysteries of this good news. If you'll know the mystery, you'll know that it's Jesus Christ. And when you know Jesus Christ, you'll not self-destruct, but there'll be construction in your house, in your life, will be laid a chief cornerstone. And that chief cornerstone is the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll build upon, amen. He said, for I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. The Apostle Paul was an ambassador. He was bound. He was a prisoner, but he was a prisoner to the Lord Jesus Christ. But that you also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. That's what we're doing. These ministers are making known the affairs of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be unto you, brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our salutation to you tonight, all across this globe, all across this world. It's not a time of destruction. It's a time of construction, building up in yourself in the most holy faith, making a difference. We need to make a difference tonight, and that's why we're on this broadcast tonight. We want you to know that we love you with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater love hath no man than him, than he lay down his life for his friend. The Lord Jesus Christ on a hill called Golgotha, on the way of pain, the Via Dolorosa, he walked that hill for you. He died for you. He laid down his life so that you would not have to ever die. And so tonight, as we come there, the greatest pulling down of strongholds and the greatest weapon tonight, the weapon formed against thee shall prosper, but every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me. Tonight, there was a work that's already done. That work is finished. Will you enter into it tonight? Because you know what? When he said it is finished, what he was saying is every stronghold is pulled down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be and glory unto God tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you for the opportunity. Go ahead, Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. Brother John, tell us where your church is located, brother.
Our church is located in downtown Thompson, Georgia, about 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, and we'd just like to welcome all of you, amen, to come and be a part of our services at Sunday School at 10, regular church service at 11 on Sunday morning, regular church service at Sunday night, 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night midweek services at 7 o'clock. All of you are welcome. We want you to know we love you, amen, and we're just glad for the opportunity to come forth and be a part of this ministry.
Amen. And we want to thank all the callers that called in tonight, and we appreciate every one of you. We appreciate all the listeners, the 37,000 listeners across the world. And, you know, we praise God for that. And this just amazes me, this broadcast. And I never dreamed that this could ever happen or be so. But, you know, the Lord is going to get his word out some way, somehow. And we're going to turn in a prayer request to you all. Pray for Brother Eddie Bolton. He is usually with us on Friday nights, and he's also on Brother Yearwood's broadcast. And if you want to hear Brother Yearwood, that's Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, and it goes for 2 hours till 8 a.m. And then with us again on Fridays from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And just pray for Brother Eddie. He's having some health problems. And right now we're just going to leave you with that. And we praise the Lord again for you and thank everybody for listening. And praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for Brother Eddie tonight, Lord, we pray for each one that's called in tonight, Father, we pray for you in the name of God to be laid upon Brother Bolton, Lord, upon them, Lord, that's sick and afflicted tonight, Lord, Lord, that's standing in need of prayer, we lift them up in the name of Jesus, God, send your healing virtue down, Lord, we pray, Lord, recover Brother Eddie, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, and healing in the house of work is at tonight.
Touch my
Father,
mom, dear God.
Lord,
as
the power of God
breaks
every hold that the devil is trying to
Lord.
Put upon it.
Lord, those that are traveling, my daughter,
Father,
dear God, protect them.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, and move for each one of the callers,
Jesus,
Lord, tonight that have called in. Father, we lift them up. Pray your spirit to move, your power to move.
Yes,
in the name
Lord
of Jesus,
Jesus,
God, send you healing virtue,
thank
Lord.
God, in
Jesus' name.
Until next Friday, we'll see you then. God bless.